Steve's Weekly Podcast. Hello everyone, welcome along to this week's weekly podcast for you. It is podcast episode 109. By the way, can I just say that I've had a little bit of an issue with trying to... basically, I normally would be wearing my headphones while recording the podcast, but for some strange, bizarre reason... I'm just trying to see if I can find, which I don't think I can. I was just trying to see if I could find where some sort of an audio jack thing is, because I don't know why, but for some bizarre reason, my microphone has decided. Well, it's not my microphone. I think it's my headphones in general. But like, I sit my headphones on and I can't hear. Normally, I can hear my voice coming through my headphones, but for some weird reason, I can't. I've been looking everywhere. I'm looking everywhere to try and see if I can find where this box has gone. Actually, hold on one sec. Let me see if I can see it. Is it down here by any chance? No. Okay. Not at all. Okay. Well, there we go. I tried. I tried. Anyway, you are listening to Steve's Weekly Podcast. So, it's episode 109. You're listening to this on Spotify Music, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. I have had a bit of an update to my audio recording app that I usually record the podcasts on. So... yeah, that's all brand new. Very exciting stuff. I'm just going to see if I can maybe turn this down a little bit. There we go. Maybe turn that down a little bit as well. There we are. Because I felt like the audio levels were just going up and up, up and down, up and down, up and down. Right, okay. Coming up in this week's weekly podcast for you, I am going to be talking about the Halloween Ends final trailer. I've also got some movie reviews coming up. I'll be talking about everything that's been announced at the Netflix Tudum event that took place last Saturday. And I'll also be talking about what's going to be coming to Netflix in the US, UK, what's in October 2022, and what's going to be leaving Netflix in the UK and US in October 2022. And I'll also be talking about what's coming to Disney Plus in the UK and US in October 2022 as well. Now, before I do go into any of that, I've just got a bit of an update to give to you in regards to the Chucky TV series. Now, you may recall last year, around about October time last year, I was sat here doing the weekly podcasts and I was talking about season one of Chucky. I was talking about it almost every week while the series was on. This year is going to be a little bit different though, because this year I'm going to be binging the series once it's been released. So once it's all come out, I'm going to be binging it with Damon and Kim together. So I'm going to be saving Chucky. So if you want to hear my thoughts on the series as a whole for Chucky, then feel free to listen to my weekly podcast in November, which is hopefully when we will get all the episodes for Chucky being released. So I'm looking forward to watching that when that comes out. Speaking of binge watches, actually, there is something which I have binge watched this week, and it is actually a series which, at the time of recording this weekly podcast, is actually very, very popular. It's I think it's at number one in around about 92 countries, I think it was. So there is a brand new movie. Which is called which is called Dharma. Monster, a Jeffrey Dahmer story is what it is called. And basically, Evan Peters plays the role as Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, I'm not going to lie, but at first, I only thought that Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer. And that's it. That's all I thought he was. I thought he was just a serial killer. That's basically it. I didn't actually know half of the things that he had done until I actually watched this TV series. So basically, let's put it this way. Jeffrey Dahmer, he wasn't just a serial killer. He was, let's say he was a paedophile, basically. He was also a necrophiliac as well. And he was also a cannibal as well. And he was known, actually, he did have two nicknames in Milwaukee. So in Milwaukee, he was known as the Milwaukee Cannibal. There was the other one as well that he was known as, which was the Milwaukee Monster. So now, yeah, I didn't know any of this. I didn't know really any of this. I thought he was just a serial killer. That's it. And I thought this was exactly the story that they were going to tell. So the fact that they actually told this story about how he was a necrophiliac, how he was also as well a paedophile, because he came across some kids as well, and he targeted a couple of young boys and took them back to his apartment and stuff. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's really messed up. I'm not going to lie. It's really, really messed up. But what I will say is this, though, is if there is one series that you do give a watch this weekend, or if you have already seen it, then you'll know. But if there is one series that you do need to watch this weekend, make it Jeffrey Dahmer, the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix. Evan Peters, I would say, did a phenomenal job playing the role of Jeffrey Dahmer. I thought he handled the role really, really well. And I do know from interviews that I read from him this week that he had to go into a really dark place, and he had to stay there for quite some considerable time for him to get into the role as Jeffrey Dahmer. But yeah, I mean, honestly, Jeffrey Dahmer, I'll tell you what, Jeffrey Dahmer is one of the most calmest, like, serial killers out there, I would say, because, you know, even when he's in the police station and he's being questioned and he's being interviewed, you know, he just remains like he's got no remorse, you know. He's very chilled, very laid back, you know. And yet he's just openly telling the police with no emotion whatsoever what he'd done to his victims. So, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think it is also handled in a sensitive way as well. That's another thing that I would say, is the series is handled in a sensitive way. I know from the victim's family's point of view, this isn't really great, because this is kind of shedding light on their past trauma, on their past losses as well. But also as well, it's given Jeffrey Dahmer, even though he is dead and buried, and he has been for almost 30 odd years now, but it is still giving him a little bit of it's kind of shedding light once again on what he'd done, and it's giving him a little bit of attention, really. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, there is some parts of this series which I did find excruciatingly frustrating, should we say. Because, like, the police, I mean, the amount of times the police arrested Jeffrey Dahmer for some of the crimes that he had done, only for him to be let go again so that he can continue to do the crimes that he was doing. I mean, it was really infuriating. There are some scenes in this, which I'm not going to lie, which are very, very, very infuriating to watch. Yeah, anyway, me personally, I enjoyed the series. If Damon and Kim, because I binged watched it with Damon and Kim this week, I think if they were sat here with me right now, they would probably openly talk about this, and they would probably say the same kind of things as well. Like, you know, they really enjoyed it. They thought the acting in it was good. I agree with Damon with what he was telling me yesterday after we finished the entire series. It could have stopped after two episodes, because there was the last two episodes is centered around religion, and it is also centered around the police as well. And I felt like maybe after episode 8, they could have just ended it after episode 8. But understandably, I think they also needed to kind of do those last two episodes because they wanted to kind of focus a little bit more on the aftermath of Jeffrey Dahmer's prison sentencing. And also as well, how the families were going to move on from what had happened, with what this man had done to some of their relatives. So from one point of view, I can see this show could have ended after episode 8. But from another point of view, this episode had to continue to kind of focus a little bit on the aftermath of some of the victims that had been kind of drawn into this. Or the victims' families, should I say, that have been drawn into this. But also as well, we did get a bit of an insight into Jeffrey Dahmer's prison sentence as well, with him getting fan mail, with him ending up dying in prison as well. And I had a sneaky suspicion. There is a prison inmate, which I think you do see, I think around about episode 8, episode 9. And he does look at Jeffrey Dahmer, and he does kind of want to get information on him as to why that man is inside prison. And obviously, he manages to gain access to some documents, some newspaper files of some of the news articles that Jeffrey Dahmer has been in. And obviously, he found out about what he'd done to a couple of 14-year-old boys. He also found out what he'd done to some gay men as well, and some of his other victims. To be honest, it is a very interesting series. There is quite a lot of dark moments. I'd also say as well, I think just to balance out the dark moments in it, there is a little bit of light humour. Like, there are some scenes in it which made me, Damon and Kim laugh altogether. So, you know, honestly, I do think that this is a fantastic series. It is a little bit dark. It is a little bit sensitive in some areas as well. But go into this with an open mind and just watch it for the performances. And, you know, if like me, you didn't really get an idea of what Jeffrey Dahmer really was until you watched the series, then you'll have more of an understanding as to what he'd done and why he was such a really bad man. I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. So I gave it an 8.5 out of 10, I think, for the series. I think Damon gave it an 8, and I think Kim gave it a 7, I believe. But either way, though, we all enjoyed the series overall, and it is something that you guys should definitely give a watch if you've not yet had the chance to watch it. Jeffrey Dahmer story is available to watch right now on Netflix around the world. I know what, I was going to at some point, but I might have to wait now. But I want to watch this TV show, which has a bit, it's a drama. I'm just curious to watch it, to be honest. I know it kind of, to me, from the trailer, it does look like a parody, but sadly, this is actually what's happened in real life. But there's a series on Sky at the moment called This England. And at some point, I would love to give it a watch, and I'll give you my thoughts on it. It's based on when Boris Johnson was the UK Prime Minister, and obviously we see him dealing with the handling of Brexit. But more importantly, we also see him and handling the COVID pandemic as well. So, to me, looking at the trailer, it does look like a bit of a parody. I'm not going to lie. It does look like a bit of a parody. But, it does look really, really good, to be honest. And something that I would definitely give a watch, for sure. There we go. Right, okay. So, that's that. What I'm going to do now is, also as well, Armor Wars, which was originally a Marvel TV show. It's been announced that Armor Wars is now going to be a movie rather than a Disney Plus TV series. So it's clear that they have got a story, but maybe it wasn't long enough to make it into a TV series, hence why it's now being made into a movie. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Can I just say, right? Oh, okay. Well, I was just about to say, I've just seen a banner at the side of my article that I'm about to go through. And at first, I thought it was a toothpaste advert, but it wasn't. It's just a smile to die for. It's just a photo of like some a toothbrush and a toothpaste, and then it goes into the advert for Smile, which is a brand new horror movie, which is now available in cinemas. But at first, I thought it was a toothpaste advert. imagine that, a toothpaste advert decides to advertise a horror movie called Smile. That would just be brilliant, wouldn't it? It really would be. Very quick, actually, before I go into the Netflix to Dim event, very quickly, I just want to say a massive thank you to Damon and Kim this week, actually, for allowing me to come over and see them both, and for sitting there and watching Dharma as well. Admittedly, we have kind of run out of horror movies now to watch, because most of the horror movies that I've seen, Damon's seen, Kim has seen as well. There are some horror movies out there which I still actually am interested and intrigued to watch, but I'll happily watch those horror movies on my own. But what I will say, though, is there are some new horror movies coming out in October, which we're definitely going to be sitting down and watching, I'm sure. But also as well, it's probably now going to be a couple of weeks now until I next do see Damon and Kim together. So, yeah. So next week, I might see Damon at some point next week. I might maybe go around and see him for a little while. We can watch a couple of movies together and stuff and just play a couple of video games or something. But yeah, next week, I won't at all be seeing Damon and Kim together. So, yeah. It is a shame, but yeah, I honestly do enjoy my time with them both. So I really do love spending time with them. So, but hopefully mid-October though, we'll be back together, reunited, the three of us, and we will go out, go to the cinema. We've got a couple of horror movies to watch. I mean, we're not, obviously I'm not going to watch Smile next week, but the week after I'm definitely planning on watching Smile. And also, as well, the week after next is when Halloween Ends comes out as well. So at some point during the next couple of weeks, I'll also be watching Halloween Ends as well with them both. So I'll give you my thoughts on that movie once it comes out as well. But let's go back to the streaming services side of things, though. Netflix's Tudum Global Fan Event launched its second edition on Saturday last weekend, showing off dozens of TV shows and movies coming to the streaming platform after garnering more than 25 million viewers last year. The 2022 event is promising even more Netflix news. So we got a Stranger Things Season 4 blooper reel, which was released. We got a first clip from the upcoming fantasy movie The School for Good and Evil was released. A trailer for the upcoming third season of Outer Banks was released as well. Ryan Johnson presented a clip from Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. A trailer for the final season of Dead to Me debuted. Netflix teased their newest video game, Oxenfree. A brief deleted scene from season one of Squid Game was shown on Tudum only. A teaser for the upcoming season of Lupin was shown. Henry Cavill teased the third season of The Witcher in a behind-the-scenes segment only shown on Tudum. Jamie Foxx presented the first trailer of his new movie, They Clone Tyrone, which also stars John Boyega and Tiona Paris. The cast of 1899 discussed their mysterious new series. A clip from season 2 of Vikings Valhalla was released. Chris Hemsworth showed some behind-the-scenes stunts from the making of his action sequel Extraction 2. The Witcher Blood Origin revealed a behind-the-scenes clip, release date information, and the addition of Mini Driver to the cast in a to-dumb-only segment. The first trailer for the upcoming Ryan Murphy true crime series, The Watcher, debuted. A teaser revealing the premiere date of You Season 4 debuted. A trailer of the upcoming series Guns and Globes was shown on to-dumb-only. The first trailer for Jennifer Lopez's upcoming action movie, The Mother, was released. An exclusive clip of the Olympic basketball documentary, The Redeem Team, was shown. Kid Cudi and Kenya Barris presented footage from the upcoming animated series, Intergalactic, in a to-dumb-only segment. Noah Centineo revealed the December premiere date for his spy drama, The Recruit. Guillermo del Toro presented a behind-the-scenes segment from his upcoming Pinocchio film. Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher teased their upcoming rom-com, Your Place or Mine, in a to-dumb-only segment. The cast of The Umbrella Academy revealed Season 3 bloopers. The cast of Never Have I Ever discussed their upcoming final season. Jason Momoa teased his upcoming fantasy movie Slumberland with a new clip. Upcoming sci-fi epic 3 Body Problem showed a behind-the-scenes segment. The footage was not released separately online. The first trailer for Manifest Season 4 was released. A clip from the upcoming Addams Family spin-off series Wednesday was released. Emily in Paris released the first trailer from its upcoming third season. The Crown Season 5 announced a November 9th release date. The Shadow and Bone Season 2 trailer was released. The first look at Bridgerton prequel Queen Charlotte was released. The cast of Bridgerton gave a quick sneak peek of the upcoming third season. The first behind-the-scenes teaser of Spy Through the Heart of Stone, starring Gal Gadot, Jamie Dornan, and Aaliyah Bhatt, debuted. And the first trailer for Enola Holmes 2 was also released as well. Can I just say that the trailer for The Watcher was definitely a standout for me during the Netflix To Dumb event, to be honest. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching The Watcher. It gets released on Netflix on the 13th of October. So, I'm definitely looking forward to watching that. After watching Ryan Murphy do this Dharma series, this is the next series which I'm definitely intrigued to watch. Great trailer. I'm sold. I'm sold on it. 1899 is going to be... It's from the creators of Dark, which is another Netflix original series. That's going to be dropping on the 17th of November 2022. So at some point between now and the 17th of November, I'm going to have to sit down and watch Dark. And yeah, I'll give you my thoughts on that show when once I've finished watching that. So there we go. Enola Holmes 2 is going to be released on Netflix on November 4th. The Witcher has got a season 3 release window of summer 2023. So we don't exactly know when, but it's coming in summer 2023. Meanwhile, the prequel series, The Witcher Blood Origins, is going to be released on Christmas Day. And You Season 4 is going to be split into two parts. The first part will be released on February 10th, 2023. And the second part will be released on March 10th, 2023. So only 1 month between the two parts there. So that's my thoughts anyway on the Netflix To Dumb event. Let's now have a look and see what's going to be coming to Netflix in October 2022, okay? So, to be dated, Inside Man Season 1, a Netflix original series. This is in the US. It's a British series starring David Tennant and Stanley Tucci. And we haven't... In the US, it's not officially been got a release date yet, but it's been said that it will be released in October 2022. You can watch Inside Man Season 1 on BBC here in the UK. I think it might be even available now, I believe. I'll just double check that for you if I just search it and see what comes up for Inside Man. Inside Man, there we go. Yeah, it is starting to available. It is available to watch now on BBC iPlayer. It's got the first two episodes on there. I do believe, when's it? Is it every Sunday or something? It might be every Sunday, I think, for the series, or Monday nights or something like that. But yeah, I might even give this a watch, to be honest. Inside Man, I might give that a watch at some point and let you guys know my thoughts on that. Here's what's coming to Netflix weekly in October 2022 in the US. A Clean Sweep Season 1, new episodes on Sundays. Little Women Season 1, Netflix original series, new episodes on Saturdays and Sundays. And The Great British Baking Show Collections 10, episodes 4 to 7, Netflix original series, new episodes Fridays. So let's start from tomorrow, basically, October 1st. October 1st is tomorrow, Saturday. So on October 1st, you've got 17 Again, 30 Minutes or Less, 60 Days In Season 3, Any Given Sunday, Barbie It Takes Two Season 2, Call Me By Your Name, Charlotte's Web, Chocolate, City Slickers, Gladiator, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, I Love You Man, Labyrinth, Land of the Lost, Last Seen Alive, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, National Lampoon's European Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation, Ocean's Movie, Ocean's 11, 12 and 13, Point Break, Ranga Ranga, Vabhavanga, Risky Business, Robin Hood, Runaway Bride, Rush Hour, Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed, The Color Purple, Sex in the City, the movie, Sex in the City 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, Vegas Vacation, Walking Tall, Wedding Crashers, Yes Man. On October 2nd, Forever Queen Season 1, October 3rd, Chip and Potato Season 4, Jaxi, October... oh, and also as well, Hassan Minhaj, The King's Jester. That's coming October 4th. Yeah. October 5th, Bling Empire Season 3, High Water Season 1, Jumping from High Places, Mr. Harrigan's Phone, Nailed It, The Fight for Justice, Paolo Guerrero, The Trap 13, How We Survived the Thai Cave, Togo. On October 6th, Aftershock, Everest and the Nepal Earthquake Season 1, The Blacklist Season 9, The Joys and Sorrows of Young Yugu, Guo. October 7th, Conversations with the Killer, The Jeffrey Dahmer Tapes, Limited Series, Derry Girl Season 3, Dollhouse, Glitch, Kev Adams, The Real Me, Luckiest Girl Alive, Man on Pause, Nailed It, Oddballs Season 1, Old People, The Midnight Club Season 1, The Mole Season 1, released weekly for 3 weeks, The Redeem Team, Tiger and Bunny 2, new episodes, October 8th, Bad Guys Season 1, October 9th, Missing Link, October 10th, Lego Ninjago Season 4, Crystallized Part 2, Spirit Rangers, October 11th, DEAW, Hashtag 13, Udom, Tepanich, stand-up comedy show, Eliza Schlesinger, Hot Forever, Island of the Sea Wolves Season 1, Someone Borrowed, The Cage, October 12th, Palaskoran, PI Season 1, Blackout, Easy Bake Battle, The Home Cooking Competition Season 1, Missing, The Other Side Season 1, The Nutty Boy, Wild Clock Territory, October 13th, Dead End Paranormal Part Season 2, Exception Season 1, Sue Perkins Perfectly Legal Season 1, The Playlist Season 1, The Sinner Season 4, Percy, The Watcher Limited Series, Netflix Original Series, October 14th, Black Butterfly Season 1, Everything Calls for Salvation Season 1, Holy Family Season 1, Mismatch Season 2, Soul 2021, Take 1 Season 1, The Curse of Bridge Hollow, on October 15th, Blippi Spooky Spell Halloween, Under the Queen's Umbrella Season 1, on October 16th, Dracula Untold, Toni Morrison The Pieces I Am, October 17th, Waffles and Mochi's Restaurant Season 2, October 18th, Gabrielle Iglesias Stadium Fluffy, Lisa, Another Great Day, Somebody Feed Phil Season 6, Unsolved Mysteries Volume 3, October 19th, Notre Dame Limited Series, The Green Glove Gang Season 1, The School for Good and Evil, The Stranger, October 21st, we've got 28 Days Haunted Season 1, 20th Century Girl Season 1, Barbarian Season 2, Descendant 2022, From Scratch Season 1, High Confessions of an Ibiza Drug Mule Season 1, Narrabai, Half-Life, Oni Thunder God's Tale Season 1, Pokemon Ultimate Journeys The Series Season 1, October 22nd, we've got LOL's Surprise Winter Fashion Show. October 23rd, Franco Escamilla Eavesdropping. October 24th, The Chalk Line. October 25th, Barbie Epic Road Trip. Blade of the 47 Ronin. Fortune, Feimster, Good Fortune. Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosity Season 1. So there's two new episodes daily through to October 28th, apparently, with the Cabinet of Curiosity Season 1. Coming on October 26th, Fugitive, The Curious Case of Carlos Ghosn, Hellhole, Robbing Mussolini, The Good Nurse, October 27th, Beyond the Universe, CC, Dubai Bling Season 1, Daniel Spellbound Season 1, Dubai Bling Season 1, Earthstorm, Family Reunion Part 5, Hotel Transylvania 2, Romantic Killer Season 1, October 28th, All Quiet on the Western Front, Big Mouth Season 6, Drink Master Season 1, I Am a Stalker Season 1, If Only Season 1, My Encounter with Evil Season 1, Wendell and Wild, which I believe is the Jordan Peele movie, which I'm looking forward to watching. Wild in is the Wind. And finally, on October 29th, there's Dead Wind Season 3. So that's everything that's coming to Netflix in the US in the US in October 2022. Meanwhile, here in the UK for October 2022, this is what we've got lined up for Netflix. October 1st, Eden Season 1, Halloween 2, I, Frankenstein, Wonder Woman Season 1, Pixie, Sleepy Hollow, $10 Death Trip, The Final Destination, The Last Vermeer, The Name of the Game, The Scandalous Four, Through the Darkness, Those Who Read the Hearts of Evil, Season 1, Transition. On October 2nd, Forever Queens. October 3rd, Chip and Potato, Peaky Blinders, Season 6. October 4th, Hasan Minhaj, The King's Jester. October 5th, Bling Empire, Season 3, High Water, Season 1. Jumping from High Places, Mr. Harrigan's Phone. Nailed It, Season 7, The Fight for Justice, Paolo Guerrero, Season 1. The Trap 13, How We Survived the Thai Cave, Season 1. And Togo. On October 6th, Aftershock, Everest and the Nepal Earthquake Season 1, Nigiri Nigiri Sadap and the Joys and Sorrow of Young Yuguyo. October 7th, Confessions with a Killer, the Jeffrey Dahmer Tape Season 1, Dollhouse Season 1, Glitch Season 1, Kev Adams The Real Me, Luckiest Girl Alive, Man on Pause Season 1, Oddballs Season 1, Old People, The Midnight Club Season 1, The Mole Season 1, The Redeem Team, and Tiger and Bunny 2 Season 2 new episodes. October 8th, Bad Guys Season 1, October 10th, Spirit Rangers Season 1, Travel Man 40 Hours In Multiple Seasons. October 11th, Elisa Schlesinger, Hot Forever, Island of the Sea Wolves Season 1, Someone Borrowed. October 12th, Palace Garan, PI Season 1. Blackout, Easy Bait Battle Season 1, Missing the Other Side, The Nutty Boy. October 13th, Dead End, Paranormal Part Season 2, Exception Season 1, Someone Borrowed, Sue Perkins, Perfectly Legal Season 1, The Playlist Limited Series and The Watcher Limited Series. October 14th, Black Butterfly Series 1, Holy Family Season 1, Mario Lanza, The Best of Everything, Mismatch Season 2, The Curse of Bridge Hollow, Everything Calls for Salvation Season 1, October 15th, Happy Valley, Heroes of the Empire, Mad Dogs, The Queen's Umbrella Season 1, October 17th, Waffles and Mochi's Restaurant Season 2, October 18th, Gabriel Iglesias Stadium Fluffy Live from Los Angeles, Lisa Another Great Day, Somebody Feed Phil Season 6, Unsolved Mysteries Volume 3, October 19th, Love is Blind Season 2, Notre Dame Season 1, The Green Glove Gang Series 1, The School for Good and Evil, The Stranger, October 21st, 28 Days Haunted Season 1, Barbarian Season 2, Descendant From Scratch Season 1, High Confessions of an Ibiza Drug Mule, and Oni Thunder God's Tale Season 1. On October 22nd, LOL's Surprise Winter Fashion Show. October 23rd, Franco Escamilla Eavesdropping. October 24th, The Chalk Line. October 25th, Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities Season 1. So it will release over 5 nights, okay? Unresolved Mysteries Volume 3. What's coming to Netflix on October 26th is Fugitive, The Curious Case of Carlos Ghosn, Hellhole, Robin Mussolini, The Good Nurse, and then October 27th, CC, Daniel Spellbound Season 1, Dubai Bling Season 1, Earthstorm, Family Reunion Part 5, Romantic Killer Season 1, October 28th, All Quiet on the Western Front, Big Mouth Season 6, Drink Masters Series 1, I Am a Stalker Season 1, If Only Season 1, The Bastard Son and the Devil Himself Season 1, and Wendell and Wild. So that's everything coming to Netflix in October. What's going to be leaving Netflix in October, though, you may ask? Well, let's have a look at the US first. And October 1st, they've got 10,000 BC, 26 Years, Three Ninjas Kickback, 42, Six Bullets, Agyat, Anjan, Argo, Awakenings, Big Fish, Bonnie and Clyde 2013, Bonnie and Clyde 1967, Boogie Nights, Catch and Release, Catch Me If You Can, Christmas with the Cranks, Choo Choo TV, Nursery Rhymes and Kids Songs, English, Choo Choo TV, Bedtime Stories and Moral Stories for Kids, Choo Choo TV, Surprise Eggs Learning Videos, Hindi, Constantine, Contagion, Cop Out, Dark Shadows, Deli 6, Dev D, Dirty Harry, Double Team, Due Date, Dumb and Dumber, Ekmane or Ek 2, Equestria Girls, Tales of Canterlot High, Espoir to Bien, Free Birds, Food Wars, Food Wars, Full Metal Jacket, Ghost Patrol, Harashat Chandrachi Factory, Hostel Part 3, Hot Date, Hostel Part... Hostel Part 3 has been put on there twice, but there we go. Human Nature, I Am Legend, I'm Leaving Now, Insidious, Jagger Jesus, Jodha Akbar, Journey of an African Colony, Carmine, Coop, Surat Kassan, Kismet Connection, Kerban, Let Me In, Limitless... Love Shove Tay Chicken Kurana, Maid of Honor, Main Mary Patney or Woe, Mean Girls, Monster House, Muga Moody, Moran, My Babysitter is a Vampire, Seasons 1 to 2, My Friend Pinto, Nan Sigapu Manthian. I think that says. Not Another Teen Movie, Offspring, Seasons 1 to 7, Old School, Once Upon a Time in America, Open Season 2, Pizza, Phantom, Race, Race 2, Salam the First, Beep, Noble, Laureate, Semi-Pro, 7, Sniper Reloaded, Something's Gotta Give, Some More, The Rain Continues, Starsky and Hutch, Stuart Little 2, Taxi Driver, Thandavam, Thea Vele Senum Kamaro, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Cave, The Diesel, The Lion Woman, The Net, The Outpost, The Perfect Storm, The Professionals, The Pursuit of Happiness, The Right, The Royal House of Windsor, The Sweetest Thing, The Talented Mr. Ripley, The Terminal, The Town, Tower Heist, Tro-Tro, Troy, Udan, Unknown, Vitai, Wake Up Sid, We Are Family. On October 3rd, Best Wishes, Warmest Regards to Schitt's Creek, Farewell. Case Season 1, RBG on October 4th, Schitt's Creek Seasons 1 to 6, Zoo on October 9th, After, Sophia the First Seasons 1 to 4, which is a Disney removal. On October 10th, Jen Hoshing Stadium Tour Pop Virus. On October 14th, Princess for Christmas, Apocalypse Now Redux, Everything Must Go, Fred 3 Camp Fred, From Within, Legacy of Lies, Little Italy, Marauders, Reprisal, Scary Movie 4, Thanks for Sharing, The Frozen Ground, The Girl Next Door, The Men Who Stare at Goats. On October 15th, Berserk the Golden Age Arc 1, The Egg of the King. And then the Golden Age Arc 3, The Advent, Bleach, the movie, Fade to Black, Death Note Season 1, Meg Hand Bode, Rohoshio, Only Mine, Singapore, Ujala, Vampire Knight Season 1 on October 16th, Sinister 2, The Game Changers, October 17th, Before 30, Iron Vengeance, Retaliation, on October 18th, Verses of Love 2, on October 19th, Moncart, Wedding Unplanned, on October 22nd, Results, Yes, God, Yes. On October 23rd, Hemlock Grove Seasons 1 to 3. On October 24th, I Am Woman. On October 26th, Strange Weather. October 27th, Begin Again. And finally, on October 28th, Metallica Through the Never. So that's everything leaving Netflix in the US in October. Meanwhile, here in the UK, 107 movies and TV shows are leaving Netflix UK on October 1st. So let me go through the entire... There's around about 156 movies and TV shows leaving Netflix in October in the UK. So let me go through all of them. Okay, so starting from tomorrow, October 1st, 26 Years, A Beautiful Mind, About Last Night, Agiat, The Amazing Spider-Man, Anatomy, and Jan, Arthur Christmas, Austin Powers Gold Member, Austin Powers The Spy Who Shagged Me, Body of Lies, Carlito's Way, Castaway, Company of Heroes, Contagion, Dawn of the Dead, Deli 6, Dennis the Menace, Dev D, The Diesel, Due Date, Ekmane or X2, Enough, Equestria Girls, Tales of Canterlot High, one season, Fight Club, Food Wars, one season, Fracture, Freedom Riders, Get Rich or Die Trying, Ghost Patrol, Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers. Can I just say very quickly, why are Netflix getting rid of the Halloween movies in October when it is Halloween? Why? Why, Netflix? It is Halloween. Could you not just, like, keep it on there for, like, one more month and then that's it? You know? You could have. Anyway, let's continue. Harash Chandrachi Factory, The Haunting in Connecticut, Heat, Hello, My Name is Doris, Hot Date, Hotel Transylvania 2, House at the End of the Street, I Love You, I'm Leaving Now, In Good Company, Jagger Jesus, Jodah Akbar, Journey of an African Colony, Julian Schnabel, A Private Portrait, Jumper, Kamini, Cube Surratt, The King of Staten Island, Kissan, Kismat Connection, Night and Day, Knowing, Kung Fu Hustle, Caban, Limitless, Love and Found Music Studios, Love and Other Drugs, Love You to Death, Love Shavte, Chicken Kurana, Main Mary Patney or Woe, Marley and Me, Monster High Freaky Fusion, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Brown's Boys Did Movie, Muga Moody, Moran, My Friend Pinto, Nan Sigapu, Mathan, Nowhere to Run, Offspring, Pablo, One Season, Pain and Gain, Pet Cemetery, 1989, Phantom, Pizza, Race, Race 2, The Right, Rocks, Salam, The First Peep, Nobel Laureate, Saving Private Ryan, Schneidler's List, Sinister 2, Sniper Legacy, Some More, The Rain Continues, The Sparks Brothers, Spider-Man, Strangers, The Tax Collector, Thandavam, Deya Vele Sienum Kamaru, The Town, The Treasure 2, Udan, Vantage Point, Vitai, Wake Up Sid, We Are Family, What's Your Number, and The Women. That is everything leaving tomorrow, 1st of October, on Netflix. That is wild. On October 2nd, Banana, one season. Desmond's, six seasons. White Teeth, one season. October 3rd, Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa. On October 4th, The Goldfinch. On October 6th, Inheritance, Kidnap. On October 9th, Fargo, three seasons. Once Upon a Time in London. On October 10th, Jen Hoshino, Stadium Tour, Pop Virus. On October 11th, Joker, which actually I do believe is actually leaving on October 10th, not October 11th, because Netflix have got it down as leaving on October 10th here in the UK. So, yeah, so I don't think it's leaving then. October 13th, The Eve. On October 14th, 40 and Single, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Lawless, Top End Wedding. on October 14th. Beautiful Gong Shim, one season. Doctors, one season. Don't Dare to Dream, one season. Meghnad Bode, Rahoshio. Monk Comes Down the Mountain, My Girlfriend is a Gamiho, one season. That sounds weird. The Others, Rooftop Prince, one season. Secret Garden, one season. Singapore, Spider-Man 3, Suspicious Partner, Ujala, Unfaithful, What Happens in Vegas, Young Power, one season. You Are Beautiful, one season. On October 16th, Before 30, The Game Changers, on October 18th, Moncart, one season, Versus a Love 2, on October 19th, The Girl Who Sees Sense, one season, Wedding Unplanned, on October 20th, 4 Hours at the Capitol, Lockout, on October 21st, You're All Surrounded, on October 22nd, Results, on October 23rd, Dr. John, one season. Dr. Romantic, one season. Hot Stove League, one season. VIP, one season. On October 24th, Hemlock Grove, 3 seasons. And finally, on October 26th, Pinocchio, one season. Which I don't get what Pinocchio is. Apparently it's a TV show. I don't know where that TV show is, but there we are. So that is 156 movies and TV shows combined that are leaving Netflix in October 2022 in the UK. It's quite a lot. That is quite a lot. But there's not 156 new titles, I don't think, coming to Netflix in October. So, but there we go. Spider-Man 3, can I just say very quickly, Spider-Man 3 is leaving Netflix in the UK. It won't be away from streaming services for long, okay? I will talk to you more about that in a few moments' time. Firstly, though, let's go over to Disney Plus, and we're going to have a look and see what's coming to Disney Plus in the UK and Ireland from Monday the 3rd of October. So Monday the 3rd of October, we've got The Walking Dead. It's back this weekend with its final batch of episodes ever. So The Walking Dead Season 11, Episode 17. Wednesday the 5th of October, Star Wars Andor Episode 5. Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2, Episode 2. The Bear, Grey's Anatomy Season 18, NCIS Hawaii new episode, Women in Taipei new episode, May It Please the Court new episode, which, by the way, can I just say, both of those shows are available to watch on Disney Plus. So yeah, those are the first Korean or K-dramas, whatever you want to call them, that I've actually seen, which are available to watch on Disney Plus and have not been delayed or moved to a later date. The Old Man, Episode 3, 911 Lone Star, Season 3, Episode 14, American Horror Story, Season 2, Episode 6, Thursday the 6th of October, The Kardashians, Season 2, Episode 3, She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, Episode 8, Friday the 7th of October, Marvel's Werewolf by Night, X1 rated. Monday the 10th of October, The Walking Dead Season 11, Episode 18. Wednesday the 12th of October, Big Shot Season 2, Candy, Star Wars Andor Episode 6. Let the World See, Women in Taipei, new episode, May It Please the Court, new episode, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, Season 2, Episode 3, The Old Man, Episode 4, NCIS Hawaii, new episode, 911 Lodestar, Season 3, Episode 15, American Horror Story, Season 2, Episode 7, Thursday the 13th of October, The Kardashians Season 2, Episode 4, She-Hulk Attorney at Law, Episode 9, Finale, Friday the 14th of October, Rosaline, Screen Queens Rising, Monday the 17th of October, The Walking Dead Season 11, Episode 19, Wednesday the 19th of October, American Horror Story Season 2, Episode 8, In the Soup, Friends at Frankation, War of the Worlds Season 3, NCIS Hawaii new episode, Star Wars Andor Episode 7, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2, Episode 4, Women in Taipei new episode, May It Please the Court new episode, The Old Man Episode 5, 911 Lone Star Season 3, Episode 16, Thursday the 20th of October, The Kardashians Season 2, Episode 5, Friday the 21st of October, Spider-Man 3, there we go. So it's not going to be away from streaming services for long. It will be leaving Netflix in the UK in October, round about mid-October, but a few days later, it will be available on Disney Plus here in the UK. Monday the 24th of October, The Walking Dead Season 11, Episode 20. Wednesday the 26th of October, Star Wars Tales of the Jedi premiere, all short streaming. Sumo Do, Sumo Don't, two episodes. episode premiere, episode 1 and 2, The Old Man, episode 6, Doubles Andor, episode 8, The Mysterious Bandit Society, season 2, episodes 1 and 2, The Mighty Duck Game Mighty Ducks Game Changer, season 2, episode 5, Women in Taipei, new episode, May It Please the Court, episode, new episode, NCIS Hawaii, new episode, 911 Lodestar, season 3, episode 17, Thursday the 27th of October, The Kardashians Season 2, Episode 6. Friday the 28th of October, The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. And finally, on Halloween, Monday the 31st of October, is The Walking Dead Season 11, Episode 21. Over in the US, on Monday the 3rd of October, Dancing with the Stars Live, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. ET, new episode. Wednesday, the 5th of October, Star Wars Andor, Episode 5, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, Season 2, Episode 2, Shipwreck Hunters Australia, The Simpsons, Season 33, Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Season 2, 4 episodes, Puppy Dog Pals, Series 5, 1 episode, World of Flavor with Big Mo Carson, Zombies, Addison's Monster Mystery, Zorro, Series 1 and 2, Thursday, the 6th of October, we have got She-Hulk Attorney at Law, Episode 8. Friday the 7th of October, Marvel's Werewolf by Night, Calling All Monsters music video short, The Peanuts Movie, Drumline. Monday the 10th of October, Dancing with the Stars Live, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. ET, new episode. Wednesday the 12th of October, Big Shot Season 2, Star Wars Andor, Episode 6, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2, Episode 3, The Villains of Valley View, Series 1, 5 episodes, Big City Green Season 3, 4 episodes, Sophia the First Series 1 to 4, Ultraviolet and Black Scorpion Series 1, 6 episodes. Thursday the 13th of October is the She-Hulk Attorney at Law Episode 9 finale. Friday the 14th of October, Into the Woods Sing-Along, The New Mutants. Monday the 17th of October, Dancing with the Stars Live, 5 p.m. PT, 8 p.m. ET, new episode. Wednesday the 19th of October, Star Wars Andor Episode 7, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2 Episode 4, Alice's Wonderland Bakery Series 1, 4 episodes, Bear in the Big Blue House Series 1 to 4, PB&J Otter Series 1 to 3. These are shows, by the way, can I just say, that I'm fingers crossed, hoping and praying to God that they release on Disney Plus in the UK. Please, begging you now. Release Bear in the Big Blue House and release PB&J Otter here in the UK, because I know it's a show for preschoolers, but you know what, right? I know I'm a nearly 26 year old man, but I will happily go back and watch them shows because I used to love them shows growing up. Honestly, I might not have kids myself, but I'll go back and watch them. I used to love Bear in the Big Blue House, especially Bear in the Big Blue House. Such a great show that was as a child. I used to love that. Raven's Home Series 5, 8 episodes. Spider-Man, the new animated series, Series 1. The Incredible Dr. Pole, Series 21. The Spectacular Spider-Man, Series 1. Wicked Tuna, Series 11. Friday the 21st of October, Hall of Villains. Monday the 24th of October, Dancing with the Stars Live, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. ET, new episode. Wednesday the 26th of October, The Mysterious Benedict Society, Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2, Star Wars Andor, Episode 8, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, Season 2, Episode 5, Star Wars Tales of the Jedi, Sumo Do, Sumo Don't, Series 1, 2 episodes, Eureka Series 1, 4 episodes, Friday the 28th of October, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel, Marvel's Hulk, Where Monsters Dwell, and finally, on Halloween, Monday the 31st of October, is Dancing with the Stars Live, 5 p.m. PT, 8 p.m. PT, ET, sorry, new episode. So there we go. So that's everything coming to the UK and the US on Disney Plus in October. So there we go. Other than that, though, can I just say a massive happy birthday to Rayman this week, turned 27. Happy birthday to the original PlayStation 1 console as well. That also turned 27 years old. And happy birthday to the Nintendo 64 console as well, which turned 26 years old. So there we go. So That's something that I wanted to talk about in the podcast. And one final thing that I wanted to talk about in this week's podcast was a couple of movie reviews, which I have watched. Sadly, I've not had enough time to go and watch the movie Blonde. So that movie I'm going to have to save until next week. I was going to watch it this week, but I've not really had a lot of time to actually sit down and watch it. But I will give you my thoughts on that movie in next week's weekly podcast for you. Let me just very quickly scroll all the way down to the bottom. Now, where did I get off to last time? Was it Meet Cute? I think it was. Meet Cute was the last movie. I think I remember talking about The Invitation, Goodnight Mommy, and Meet Cute. I think I watched those three last week, which I spoke about. Death on the Nile, I don't think I've spoken. I've definitely not spoken about... Oh, what's happening now? I've definitely not spoken about Don't Worry, Darling. So Death on the Nile must have been the next one that I needed to talk about. So let me very quickly talk about these very quick before I wrap this week's podcast up. It is a little bit short, I will admit. But there we go. I don't think there was anything else that really I needed to talk about in this week's podcast. But after watching Murder on the Orient Express, which came out back in 2015, I watched Death on the Nile on Disney Plus. And while I'm not one for murder mysteries, and while I'm not one who's interested in the stories about Agatha Christie's Poirot stories, this one didn't really interest me too much. And it was also the same with Murder on the Orient Express as well. Both of these movies didn't interest me, despite the fact that this movie did have a theatrical run and I didn't see it when it came out at the beginning of the year. And despite the fact that this movie has also been available to watch on Disney Plus for the last few months now, it's safe to say that I'm glad I have watched it to realise that this isn't my kind of movie, sadly. But what I will say is if you have read any of the Poirot stories, or if you're into your murder mystery stories, then this one would definitely be for you to watch for sure. And it's the same with Murder on the Orient Express as well. So, okay, we're going to talk about Don't Worry, Darling. Now, this is actually a movie which I did go and see at the cinema last weekend with Damon and Kim. So let me just wait. This is just running very, very slowly. Here we go. So I recently went to the cinema and watched Don't Worry, Darling. And while the ending was pretty bad and the movie does end rather abruptly, I thought the acting performances in this was really good, particularly Florence Pugh, Harry Styles and Chris Pine. I absolutely loved their performances in this. Again, another movie which has been bombed by the critics, but it seems that other moviegoers have been enjoying this as well. But while the movie does have some rather weird and trippy and very confusing moments in the movie, it does still make it make for a great psychological thriller. Okay. Now, I'm just going to... Just give me a second. I'm just going to just, like, reset this again because this is being a bit weird today. Okay. Let me go into this and that. Yeah. So that's my thoughts on Don't Worry, Darling, to be honest. Let's now have a look at I Used to Be Famous. I recently watched I Used to Be Famous on Netflix, as it was a Netflix original movie. And while some of the songs in this movie was rather good, and I hope that there is a soundtrack to this movie so that I can go back and listen to the soundtrack. And I also felt like this story of this was also told in a very powerful way, but I felt as though this movie could have been a little bit better, to be honest. There was times where I wasn't too interested in the movie, and some parts for me felt like it was dragging on for what seemed like forever. Do Revenge? Oh, here we go. Do Revenge. I'll admit this. I watched Do Revenge with Damon and Kim. When was it? On Tuesday this week, right? And all three of us hated the movie. And we turned it off in the first half an hour of watching the movie because it was ridiculous. The dialogue in this was stupid. The plot for it is also ridiculous, and the twist towards the end that we looked up on Google was also pretty dumb. I wouldn't recommend this movie, and while it does have some recognisable faces from people who have starred in Scooby-Doo movies, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Riverdale, and Stranger Things, but even that wasn't enough to keep us invested in watching the entire movie. The movie Lou was the next one that I watched, which was a Netflix original movie. And while there is some high intense action thriller scenes in this for me, I didn't really like it too much apart from those high intense action scenes. I feel like the acting Could have been better, to be honest. If you're someone who's into your action thriller movies, though, I would recommend giving this a watch on Netflix. Full Metal Alchemist, The Revenge of Scar. It's not often that I watch a lot of anime. In 2021, I was shown Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is an anime series, which I rather enjoyed. So while I saw this was listed on Netflix and it was recently released, I decided to give this a watch. And to be honest, I think I prefer the anime to the live action stuff. While there is some live action anime shows on Netflix, which I would like to watch at some point, it does make me wonder if I'll actually be able to watch them, because the live action Full Metal Alchemist movie just wasn't for me, sadly. I did also give a watch Full Metal Alchemist The Final Alchemy as well. I tried to give the final Full Metal Alchemist live action movie a watch on Netflix recently, and to be honest, I still couldn't get into this movie. I watched both Full Metal Alchemist movies back to back, and to be honest, they weren't really good. I wouldn't have minded if this was actually an anime movie rather than a live action movie. I felt like both movies would have worked better that way, but sadly, they made this live action, which wasn't as great as the anime version of the show that I have seen. And I have also watched 3,000 Years of Longing. While I watched this movie recently, I found this to be rather boring, to be honest. It just felt like, for me, it wasn't really going anywhere. And this is the second film this year that I've seen Idris Elba in the trailer. The trailer looked good, and it felt like it was going to be a trippy movie. But for me, it just felt like the movie wasn't really going anywhere for me, sadly. I wouldn't recommend this. I wouldn't recommend this to anyone, to be honest, because I did find it boring myself. And finally, the other movie that I've only just recently watched was the movie Vengeance. So I recently gave this movie a watch called Vengeance. And while I enjoyed the comedy in this, and I also enjoyed the mystery and some of the thriller parts of this as well, I also found this movie to be in some ways a little slow burning at times. But I definitely do agree with some of the other reviewers for this movie, though. This is definitely a fish out of water style movie, and I would recommend this movie to people who are into their mystery movies and also who enjoy a bit of comedy as well. So there we go. Those are my movie reviews that I have been up to. Those are the movies that I have watched recently and I have seen and given reviews for as well. And apart from that, that is pretty much it for this week's weekly podcast. So massive thank you for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this weekly podcast. I'll be back next Friday with another weekly podcast for you. But until then, though, it's goodbye. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys in my next weekly podcast. Steve's Weekly Podcast.